to heat up the job market situation. John Taylor joins us, financial advisor with Stern, Agee & Leach. To talk about that, John.
Yeah, a lot of politicians would like to see that jobs number heat up too, right? Because that's what the election is going to be about.
Yep.
In just about 90 days or so. Of course, on Friday we get the official numbers from the government. We get the unemployment rate, the number of non-farm payroll jobs that were payrolls that were created in the month of July. But on Wednesday, before that, we get a number from ADP. Now, ADP is a private company that compiles payroll data. Frankly, in many cases, a lot more reliable than the government data. For one thing, it doesn't include government hiring, so it's not distorted by the huge hiring by the census and the layoff by the census. And the number this morning was good, but I guess I would use the word anemic or tepid. They were expecting an increase of about 25,000 net new job, non-farm payroll jobs in July. It came in at 42,000. That's good. The other good part of it is that's 5 months in a row that they've been increases, but they've been small increases. And ADP says there's no sign of any acceleration of this. But if you segment it, it's kind of troubling. Saw another drop in construction hiring. That's continued to be a real problem. And one of the things that's a bit worrisome, one thing that has been expanding has been the manufacturing sector. Of course, that's music to our ears here in our listing area because we're a durable goods manufacturing kind of place around here. But we saw a contraction in manufacturing jobs. So we'll see what happens on Friday when the numbers come out from the government, but we'll have to back out the distortion by government hiring, potentially the Census Bureau, to get a true reading on that. One of the other things we talk about all the time is what's happening with the consumer. And this is really interesting. Yesterday, all the auto companies reported their sales numbers for July, and it was kind of interesting. They were all increases except for Ford, and Ford was flat. But if you segment that, the real reason was it was a drop in Mercury sales, and we know that Mercury is going to become a dinosaur at the end of December. But here's what's really fascinating to me is that if you look at what's selling, and that is pickups and luxury cars are really selling very heavily again. In fact, Ford reported that they sold 50,000 plus, over 50,000 F-150 pickups, first time in 2.5 years. The full-size Toyota Tundra, sales of that were up 40%. We also saw significant increases in Cadillac crossovers and a number of other things. But in a kind of a troubling sign, I don't mean to always be saying, well, it's not all bright and sunny, but part of this was because of promotions that the auto companies rolled out early. Normally, those promotions come out in August. They rolled them out a couple of months early, and they've kind of conditioned us to expect deals in the summertime, so we'll see if this holds up or not. And then another measurement or barometer of what the consumer's doing, we know how important that is, consumer spending. MasterCard reported profit for the second quarter up 31%. Just a few days ago, we talked about Visa. Their profits were up 38%. But it was really MasterCard charges abroad that were strongly up, only up about 1%, less than 1% in the U.S. And a trend that we're continuing to see is this, is that credit card usage is dropping and debit card usage is increasing. That's kind of interesting in a lot of the problems we've had locally with we've had all these reported cases to the police department of debit card numbers
Yes.
stolen and used here locally. But debit card usage is exploding, credit card usage is dropping. And then the Visa and MasterCard have both reported in their significantly improved quarterly earnings that they're concerned about what's going to happen with the new financial regulatory bill that President Obama signed, I think it was 2 weeks ago today, and the impact that's going to have on their profits.
As you look at this manufacturing job issue, as you point, they're somewhat down. That's maybe largely due to a lot of the manufacturers have stockpiled some things and maybe laying people off or at least not hiring.
That's true. And one of the other things we've seen the average work week increase number of hours, and you say, well, that's good. Well, not really, because a lot of companies are saying we're just going to let people work longer, we're going to have more overtime, that way we don't have to commit to new capital expenditures and we don't have to commit to employees that we might have to lay off. And so that's one of those numbers that sounds good on the surface, but it's really not a good number.
All right then. Well, the uncertainty still out there, but some good points there too.
Yep. And you know, it's at least we're not headed back into the abyss. Maybe we've stabilized here.